The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear audience of RIB English Radio, now we invite you to listen to a short speech by Sheikh Hamza Sodagar.
We express our condolences first and foremost to the Imam of our time, Ajjal Allah Ta'ala Farajahu Sharif, and to all the followers and lovers of Amirul Mu'mineen. We hope that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala helps us be of those that are closer to true followers of Amirul Mu'mineen. We've been talking about how Ali ibn Abi Talib is awwal madhloom. He is someone who went through and experienced a form of oppression, and his rights were violated in ways during his lifetime and afterwards in many ways. Part of that has to do with the way we, who claim to be following Ali ibn Abi Talib, not only loving him, we claim to be following him, are still not understanding what Ali ibn Abi Talib stood for. And we don't, while we claim we follow him, what we do doesn't match that. At times it's a matter of weakness after having known what needs to be done, like basic wajibat and salah. We know salah needs to be done. Amirul Mu'mineen is the one who in prayer, his connection with Allah was such that they took out the arrow or spear from his blessed leg or foot without him noticing that. He's someone that salah is a very important part of his life. We understand that, we know that. If we have deficiencies in that area, it really has to do with the struggle of trying to deal with the nafs and the desires, the temptations of, and forgetfulness, negligent of the time of prayer, and so on and so forth. Although that's not good and we should try our best, we should keep trying and bettering that, there's certain areas that not only do we not do, unfortunately, we sometimes support a view opposite that of Ali ibn Abi Talib while we claim we are Shia of Ali ibn Abi Talib. And that's what really hurts. That's what really bothers one. This one has to do with the way we feel about the enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ali ibn Abi Talib, salamullah alayhi, was very harsh against the enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No mercy. On the first night we talked about nifaq and munafiqeen and how we're supposed to be feeling, or how we're supposed to be dealing, identifying munafiq, who is a munafiq, and how Ali treated the munafiqeen and so on and so forth. That was a different discussion. That is important. We discussed that. This is about how we should feel towards the enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many times it seems our feelings collectively, again, we're not talking about a few. Like Hajj Ghassim, rahmatullah alayhi, this great shaheed, his approach towards the enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was in line with, following what Ali ibn Abi Talib stood for. That's what he was like. He didn't admire them. He didn't want their approval and recognition. Not only that, when they were angry with him, he was happy that he is pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How does Amirul Mu'mineen feel towards the enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the enemies of Islam? The way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, Muhammadun Rasulullah wal-ladhina ma'ah ashidda' ala al-kuffar ruhama' baynahum. They're very harsh against kuffar. Kuffar are the ones we're talking about. Enemies. Kuffar doesn't mean anyone who's not Muslim. No, your neighbors are not kuffar. I mean, I don't know your neighbors, but generally our neighbors are not kuffar. They're non-Muslims, but they're not kuffar. Kuffar are enemies of Allah. There's verses in the Quran that define what kufr means. The usage of the word kafir for a non-Muslim is not a Quranic usage as far as I've understood. It is a usage predominantly by our jurists, our fuqaha, for reasons why that term has developed that meaning. Generally, when we say kafir, we understand non-Muslims. That's not the Quranic usage of the word kafir. Kafir is an enemy of Allah. Most non-Muslims aren't enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay. Enemies of God. They're harsh against them. They recognize them as enemies of God. Ali could have easily behaved in a way where the enemies of God would not be the enemies of Ali. Those who didn't like God and God's teachings and God's lordship wouldn't have been hating on Ali ibn Abi Talib. He could have easily made choices where that would have been the case. He could have done things easily at the time of the Prophet in his early years. You know, Ali ibn Abi Talib was only 10 years of age when the Prophet announced, or he was given the task of guiding people, the risala of the Prophet. The Prophet himself was 40, Ali ibn Abi Talib was 10. From age 10, he was beside the Prophet. From age 10, the Imam was the wazir, the assistant of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alayhi, a 10-year-old, Amir al-Mu'mineen. For Ali, I was listening to the leader's speech today. He mentioned a khutbah from Nahjul Balagha. Amir al-Mu'mineen spoke to the people. He said, regarding the idea of shahada in his, he said, Amir al-Mu'mineen says in the khutbah that after the battle of Uhud, all those who were martyred, including their uncle Hamza, Sayyid al-Shuhada, before Imam al-Husayn, he was referred to, during the time of the Prophet, he was referred to as Sayyid al-Shuhada, the uncle of the Prophet. Amir al-Mu'mineen said, when he was martyred and all those others were martyred, I got all those injuries, but I wasn't martyred. Look at the love of Ali ibn Abi Talib for martyrdom, for shahada. How can you be a Shia of Ali ibn Abi Talib and not love to be martyred? Ali says, I told the Prophet that after the battle, and the Prophet told me, don't worry, shahada is written for you. Ali in the khutbah says that conversation between me and the Prophet was before, in another context, I told the Prophet later on, I told him, after the battle, I had that conversation. I told you this. You told me shahada is written for you. He said, the Prophet told me, and it is such. Then the Prophet told him, how will you be patient with it? And Ali, salamullah alayhi, says, I told the Prophet, patience is for something that's not desirable. something that you don't like, shahada is not something that I'll be needing to be patient with, but it's something that I would love to have. I was thinking why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi said, how will you be patient? Ali loves shahada, but the Prophet saying, according to that account, how will you be patient? And I don't know, what came to my mind is there was a gradual shahada of the Prophet, of Amirul Mu'mineen. From Medina onwards is the shahada of Amirul Mu'mineen. That's what the patience is for 25 years. Ali is gradually being tortured to death. And the moment of his departure from this world is the end of it. That is the easiest part of it. That is the easiest part, the departure from this world. Whatever pain there was in that blade striking the head of Ali ibn Abi Talib, salawatullah wa salamu alayhi, there is physical pain in that. Compared to what he dealt with after the demise of the Prophet, that is not painful. That is seeing that the time of this difficult life is coming to an end and rejoining with Fatimatu Zahra salamullahi alayha is coming. Sallallahu alayhi ya Mawla ya Mazloom.